Listen to this news. U.S. firms eye Africa trade deal amid China shift. U.S. companies are advocating for a solidified future for the United States primary Africa trade pact, seeking to expand their production beyond China's borders, a Biden administration official disclosed on Saturday. With the looming 2025 expiration of the African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA, which currently facilitates duty-free entry for select African products into the U.S. market, there is palpable concern within the U.S. business community. Recent talks in Johannesburg between U.S. representatives and African trade ministers have centered on the renewal and potential enhancement of this crucial trade agreement. British Robinson, who leads the U.S. Prosper Africa Initiative, conveyed to Reuters the collective urgency of American firms across various sectors for the reauthorization of AGOA. Prosper Africa, an enterprise launched in 2019, has been pivotal in fortifying economic bonds between U.S. and African markets, fostering reciprocal trade and investment. Robinson underscored the significance of AGOA for U.S. corporations that are recalibrating their investment strategies to include African markets. She noted the final decision regarding AGOA's future rests with Congress, highlighting the separation between policy advocacy and legislative action. The duty-free status accorded by AGOA saw African exports to the U.S. surpassing the $10 billion mark last year, showcasing the program's substantial economic role. African nations have recommended a straightforward 10-year renewal of AGOA to bolster business confidence and maintain investment momentum. Since its inauguration in 2000, AGOA has consistently received bipartisan backing as a strategic counterweight to Chinese influence in Africa. Nevertheless, the current Washington discourse reflects a split over whether AGOA requires reform to adapt to the evolving global trade landscape. State Secretary Antony Blinken, along with bipartisan congressional leaders such as Gregory W. Meeks and Michael McCaul, have indicated a preference for an improved AGOA rather than a simple extension. Despite the aspiration for enhancements, there is a prevailing concern that significant alterations could entangle AGOA's renewal in congressional procedural complexities. Namibia's Trade Minister Lucia Ipumbu relayed a collective African viewpoint, conveying confidence in AGOA's reauthorization and the need to focus on domestic readiness while navigating international legislative trends. As the dialogue progresses, the world economic community watches intently. The outcomes will reveal much about the U.S.'s dedication to a robust and mutually beneficial trade partnership with the African continent. Business General, China's We Trade Eyes Kansas and Landmark U.S. Tour.